It's time for the Zizzer pregame on Hot Country KDY.
Welcome to McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. It's a football Friday again on Hot Country KDY. And tonight, the Zizzers, with their homecoming contest, will host the Rolla Bulldogs at Ozark Conference play. And as we get ready for the broadcast, Cody Sanders will join us here in just a little while. Let's get to our pregame here and get ready for the contest between the Dogs and the Zizzers. And as we do that, we're talking with Joel Wyatt earlier today, and as Gary talked with him, Joel talked to him about a few things, and one of the things he talked about was here we are in week four of the football season. The Zizzers are going to try and be 3-1 after tonight. And as we get to week four, Joel talks about the fact that as you get to this point in the season, things kind of settle in and you kind of know who's who and what's what at this point in the year.
When you get to week four, you know, usually after that fourth game, you know, teams, even half our teams in our conference with new coaches, you know, these teams with new coaches have pretty much put a lot of their stamp on their program, at least what they're trying to do offensively and defensively. You know, there's still a little bit of feeling out your strengths and weaknesses, but for the most part, I think after the first four games, you've got a pretty good idea.
Going into the football season, of course, each team has their expectations about players and who's expected to really step up for each football team. And Joel did a little bit of that with talk about some of his personnel and some of the pleasant surprises we've had this season so far.
From an offensive standpoint, everybody talks about Briggs Houston. You know, we knew he was going to get all the headlines, you know, committing to Northern Iowa and a 6'6", big target out there. So we knew he was going to get a lot of the ink, and as he deserves. But, you know, Rylan Kinslow is a guy that really had an outstanding three-game stretch here so far. And a lot of people probably didn't know about him. He's a little bit under the radar. But myself and the other coaches, we're not a bit surprised. We knew he was going to, we expect him to continue and just have a great year. And then Isaiah Jones at quarterback, he had to wait in wings under Aiden Simpson last year, who had a great year. But, we knew we weren't going to fall off there with Isaiah. He's strong-arm kid, tough kid, sharp. He's got high football IQ, super, super kid. Couldn't ask for a better kid. Great leader, not afraid to get on his teammates, even though I wish he'd do a little more. We had a little talk about that yesterday. But sometimes that's tough for teens to understand because those are their friends, their buddies. But he's had a great three-game run as well. And so from the offensive standpoint, we're very pleased with those guys. Our line is still developing. There's been a few growing pains there, whether it's in the run game or the pass protection. But got a lot of faith and confidence in those guys and think they're just going to get better and better. We're getting Maddox Hawkins back tonight. We think that's going to be a big boost, even though the guy that filled in for him, Shane Curtis, we thought he just did an exceptional job filling in for him. I told you at the beginning of the year our run game was probably going to be run by a committee, and it kind of has, even though Remy Wilson's got the bulk of the touches, and he had 95 yards, I think just 9 carries, so he did a good job for us. From the defensive standpoint, again, there's been a lot of solid contributors. We've pulled up a handful of sophomores to really contribute. We had to play a lot of kids against Glendale because of the scheme and all, and to keep bodies fresh because we got so many two-way players. And then they continued right along into Hillcrest with that depth. So we pulled a lot of sophomores up. But without a doubt, I think you got to mention Alex Judd as our leader of that defense. Or Mike linebacker and the one that sets the table for us. So he's been really good there. But, we've had some surprises there. Dallas Roberts, for example, he's a linebacker, but he got thrown in at some defensive end. in some spots, and he was our MVP on the defensive side against Hillcrest. He's got two interceptions as well. And then Ryland and Briggs on the back end have done a good job in coverage, and Briggs has had to roll down and play some outside linebacker for us. And so D-line, we're playing a lot of kids, led by Jackson Hunter. So Dawson Howe, Dylan Brigman, those guys are getting all the defensive reps with some rotation from, Lance Norton's been an outside linebacker for us, and then Warren Lawson inside, and Will Stauffer at corner. So playing a lot of kids, and they've all had moments of bright spots for us.
As far as the Rolla Bulldogs are concerned, they're a very young team. They are 0-3. They lost by one to Glendale, but they are in a transition process with a brand-new coach, according to Coach Wyatt.
Well, they're another one of these teams that have a new coach, and Derek Heflin came from Washington, Missouri, and he had some success there. I think way back, early 2000s, he was an assistant at Houston. So he's got some SCA ties, but he's a Rolla grad. He's coming back home, and they're still kind of searching for their identity as well. Even though they know what they're wanting to be,
right,
is an option football team, a veer team, and 4-2-5 defense. So that's what they've ran. So still playing a lot of young kids, I believe. They've got a really, really talented sophomore class, and a lot of those kids are playing on Friday night.
Every once in a while, something comes along that shakes us and shows us how unimportant things like a football game or a lot of other things in life are compared to your health. And we had the bad news this week that came down the line that Cotter Lair, who now is in his sophomore season at Missouri State in Springfield, has been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. That has been pretty much all the conversation is about since that news came out. And we'll be talking more about that here as the game goes on tonight. But Coach Wyatt talked about that situation and sort of the effect that it's had on kids on the Zizzer football team.
With our team, it really hits close to home because these seniors were sophomores. When they had that run in the quarterfinals, and Connor was, either the Ozone or the News Leader Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So those, our seniors right now, they really looked up to him, and rightfully so. And so, it was kind of a punch in the gut to those kids. I did not have the pleasure of coaching Connor, but I have run into him a handful of times, and we've texted a little bit. And besides being a great athlete, great football player he is, he's always been real respectful. I've heard nothing but positives from the guys that got to coach him that are still on staff, and Coach Dixon and Coach Smith. Mm-hmm. So, it's a very unfortunate deal. We've kept him on our minds and in our hearts all week with some prayers for him at the end of practice. And, we got some shirts made we're going to wear tonight as coaches. And then, we got some helmet stickers that are really cool looking. And, we're going to pass the bucket around tonight. Our athletic department, led by Dr. Cooley, they're really on board with this thing, and there's going to be some helmets, not buckets, but helmets being passed around, I think, tonight at the gate, and Connor's jersey will be up there when you enter the stadium. So, we're really going to do our best to help that family, and again, our prayers go out to Connor.
Be sure to mark your calendar for September 21st. I believe that's next Thursday. But you can check the Ozark Cafe Facebook page for more details. They're going to have a fundraiser for Connor. A portion of the proceeds that day will go to Connor Lair and his family. So if you can come out to Ozark Cafe next Thursday, I know I plan to be there, and hope that you are too. And we'll have a big turnout and do a lot to help out financially Connor and his family, as he takes up that fight against Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's just about kickoff time. Let's take a look at the schedule of games going on around us for this week. A few games on Thursday night, but a fairly full schedule. The games this week include a very interesting game in the Ozark Conference. Bolivar and Lebanon are both 3-0. They'll play in Lebanon tonight. We'll find out just how good Bolivar actually is. Camdenton will be at Parkview. Kickapoo plays at Waynesville. Not an Ozark Conference game, but an interesting game. Joplin will be at Webb City. You know, there was a time not long ago when that was a Mutt versus Jeff game, and Joplin was the Mutt. Not anymore. They go in there at least on even footing. Mountain Grove will be at Willow Springs. Ava will be at Liberty. Thayer plays at Salem. Good matchup. Houston at Kabul. Walnut Ridge will be at Salem to play the Greyhounds in North Arkansas. Both those teams are 3-0. And Steve Airey's Mountain Home Bombers will play at Lake Hamilton. That's a lineup of games, and we're about ready for the kickoff at 7 o'clock coming up. Thank you for joining us on the pregame. And Zizzer football is on the way next here on Hot Country KDY.
This has been the pregame show on Hot Country KDY. Stay tuned. Zizzer kickoff time is coming up next on your home for the Zizzers, KDY.
You know that West Plains Lock and Key is the place to call when you've locked yourself out of your car or lost your key. But they do so much more. If you need anything lock-related done to your home or business, West Plains Lock and Key is your expert source there, too. Give West Plains Lock and Key a call if you need locks rekeyed or changed. They can even help with safes, install keypad locks, and so much more. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology. 256-8862. 256-8862.
Butler Heating and Air and Generac announce a big sales event on Generac generators. Now through October 8th, when you purchase a new Generac generator at Butler Heating and Air, you will get a 10-year parts and labor warranty free. It's a huge value of over $1,000. So get a quote on a Generac generator today and take advantage of a worry-free warranty. It's happening for a limited time through October 8th at Butler Heating and Air, your authorized Generac dealer across from the fairgrounds in West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
West Plains Zizzers football on Hot Country KDY. Tonight's game is brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozark's Healthcare, and Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh, Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
And now, West Plains Zizzers football on the official home of the Zizzers, Hot Country KDY.
And welcome to McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium, along with Cody Sanders. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Happy homecoming 2023. West Plains homecoming taking place tonight. We'll have festivities, all that sort of thing, pomp, and even some circumstance, and we're going to have a football game as well. The Zizzers going up against the Rolla Bulldogs as West Plains tries to pick up their third win in 4 weeks. Rolla just trying to win a football game. And it's like going back in a time machine. Last time that I did a broadcast with Cody Sanders. As we talked, we were kind of comparing notes, and we believe that Greg Simpkins was still the head coach in those days. So that's been about 12, 13 years ago, something like that, right?
Yeah, it's been a minute, you know. I think, you know, we've had a few chances over the last few years to do a few things together. I was with you a couple of years ago at Kickapoo, and we've talked so much about Connor Lahren, rightfully so, but that was the game where we saw one of the meanest and angriest runs of all time. And so many people have so many fond memories of watching Connor wear the red and the white, and so it's a big deal tonight to see so many people come out in support of. But yeah, it's been maybe a decade since you and I did this thing regularly.
Hardly any of the stuff that we're using or looking at was here when we last did a football game at Zizzer Stadium. They've really done this place up, and it really looks great.
Yeah, you know, whenever I stepped in the booth tonight, the first thing I noticed was the air conditioner. And I thought, where was that 10 years ago?
Wasn't in here, was it?
Could have used that. But now, here we are tonight. We've got a beautiful night in the Ozarks. It's not cold, but it's not hot. It's perfect temperature, and we're in line for a really good football game.
We've had the coin toss. West Plains will receive the football, and they'll go from left to right. They'll be defending the north end zone. And there's just a little hint of a breeze coming from the north at 4 miles an hour. The temperature's at 73, and it really couldn't be a whole lot better. And we've got a packed house for this football game. It is. If we had everybody who's out there wandering around grabbing a hamburger or whatever up here in the seats, I think this place would be just about full on this side.
I have a feeling it's gonna be kind of like Arrowhead tonight. I have a feeling it's going to get really loud and lots of times.
Well, let's hope so. Back deep, West Plains ready to receive. Kinslow, Houston, and Norton will be the deep receivers for West Plains. Kicking off will be Jason Stallworth, a junior from Rolla. Rolla Bulldogs are in white with maroon trim. Maroon pinstripes down the helmet, and Rolla on the chest. West Plains is in the red shirts, black pants, white helmets, and this game is ready to start. Stallworth tees it up. Waits for the referee to give him the go-ahead. Here it is, and here we go. Homecoming is on the way, and it's a squib kick. That ball will bounce toward the sideline, be picked up and covered right there, and West Plains will take over. First down and 10 as Jacob Moore did the smart thing and fell on the football. And West Plains has decent field position to start the first drive of the night.
Harlan, what's the special teams in the years we've done this together? You know, the squib kick, the little pooch kick. That's been a really big thing, and it seems like maybe it's back.
I think you see it once in a while. If a team returns a kick for a touchdown next week, they're not going to kick it deep. But we've seen as many balls kicked deep as we have squib so far this year. First and 10 for West Plains from their own 31-yard line, three wide left. Isaiah Jones, the quarterback. Remy Wilson is to his right. Briggs Houston wide by himself to the right side. Remy goes in motion, turns up field. Quick screen pass near side. Houston with a catch. Puts the pads down, gets two to the 33-yard line. And Rolla really reacted quickly on defense and closed that play off.
It's a quick hitter and a completion to Briggs Houston. And as you mentioned as Coach mentioned in the pregame show, that's a guy that gets a lot of attention. It looks like he's been double and sometimes triple covered this season, and it's going to be hard for him to get open looks, so that's a real quick and easy way to do it.
Rylan Kinslow has benefited from that attention. Under center, Jones, handoff up the middle. Remy Wilson picks a hole, finds it 35-yard line, 40-yard line, close to a first down. He's near the 41 before he stood up and stopped there. Good run by Remy Wilson, who had 95 yards at Hillcrest, and gets a good pickup here. He picked up about 8, and they're going to call it a first down.
Remy Wilson is 5'6" and a 145. He's not the biggest guy out there. That's obvious. But the guy runs a lot bigger than he is.
Now, in all honesty, the program says he's 170. So that's why I put 145.
Yeah. 170 maybe with pads.
First and 10 from their own 41. Zizzer's in the spread offense. In the spread look, three receivers wide to the left side. Again, Houston alone down to the right. Quarterback draw right up the middle. It's Isaiah Jones, 45-50. He spins across midfield to the 45 of Rolla. And that's a nice run on first down. Picks up 14 And it'll be a first and 10 for West Plains.
If we're going to be able to average 10 yards a carry, this will be a good night for Zizzer fans.
And from the way the last two running plays have worked, that indicates, I think, that the coaches have decided there are certain points that they can hit. And both of those times, they went left and picked up big gains. First and 10 from the 45 of Rolla. Jones under center. Play action, back to throw it. He's going to look deep. He throws it down the side, high pass. Caught at the 33 and the tackle made. And a first down for the West Plains Zizzers. On the reception that time was Erickson, the tight end. And a first down for the Zizzers.
Red Erickson, the junior tight end, gets an open look over the middle, and safety comes up to make the hit, but it was the safety who took the hit.
We'll go over the West Plains offense here in just a little bit. Just under 10 minutes to go in the opening quarter here. West Plains on the march. Ball to 34, handoff right. Remy Wilson follows the blocking, cuts it upfield, gets across 25, down to the 22-yard line, and that is going to be another first down, a gain of 11 for West Plains.
That's good stuff. If we can, you know, I remember one of the big things that was said, you know, in the early 2000s was the, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust type of running game. That is not what's on display here on this first drive tonight.
Isaiah Jones is the quarterback. Dawson Howell at fullback. Remy Wilson at halfback. The wideouts include Briggs Houston, Ryland Kinslow. Tight end is Red Erickson. The tackles are Peyton Richards, Jackson Hunter. The guards, Jeff Edgler and Maddox Hawkins back in the lineup. Fernando Lopez at center, and we're ready to go again. First down, West Plains from the 22 of Rolla. Quarterback draw, runs right, 20, 15-yard line. Takes on the tackler, gets to the 14-yard line. That's not a first down, but it's not far away. Gain of 9 on the play, and the Zizzers keep pumping the ball down the field.
You know, one of the things that, as a Zizzer fan, you have to be excited about is the future. This may be the youngest team West Plains has fielded in the last 5-6 years.
And if you look at the Rolla roster, they're in the same boat, maybe even more so. They have really just a handful of seniors on this team, mostly underclassmen and a whole bunch of sophomores, as do the Zizzers. Second down and 2 from the 14. Remy cuts it inside, 10-yard line. First down, West Plains, gain of 5. And that'll make it a first down and goal to go. This has been a really good drive for the Zizzers. One completed pass, everything else on the ground.
West Plains' offensive line, you know, maybe the unit that has had the most question marks early in the season. They look good tonight, of course, opening some big holes for Wilson and Jones here on this first drive.
This time, Ryland Kinslow will be split out wide left, and the slot left is Briggs Houston from the 9 on first and goal. Quarterback draw, and Jones bounces off the tackler, puts his pads down. He gets down to the 3-yard line, and one thing we've seen from Isaiah Jones, he's a good-sized kid, and he goes right at people. He doesn't try to go around them. He's going to go over or through them, and he got a good gain there. There'll be second down and goal from about the 3.
Tackle there was made by Rolla's junior linebacker, Caden Reedy, wears number 23 on his chest, and he made a solid hit. Quarterback bounced off of him, but he did the one thing you're supposed to do, and that's hold on.
Single back there with the quarterback, Isaiah Jones, from the 3-yard line. Handoff, Remy goes right, cuts through, gets an angle, and gets in for a touchdown at 7:26 of the first quarter. Zizzers on top, 6-0.
It's a 3-yard touchdown run. And a good way to start things off on the evening. West Plains on top 6-0. And there's the fireworks.
Well, it is homecoming, you know. But we had fireworks at our first home game this year.
They should be at all. They should be at all the home games this season. We had Dr. Cooley and some West Plains school administration came and put in a request at West Plains, City of West Plains, to allow them to do this.
Here's the extra point kick by Chase Larson. It's up and it is through. 7:25 in the first quarter. West Plains 7 and Rolla nothing. Back in a minute on KDY.
Rooted Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. A winning team starts with a winning spirit. Hey, this is Ashton Judd, proud Zither and Mizzou Tiger, to tell you about the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance. They have a team of winners that can help you find the right insurance at the right price. I knew the day the Zither girls went to the state title game that our winning spirit would prevail. Be a winner and call Ozark Hills Insurance for a quote today with offices in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zithers!
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Two deep receivers for the Bulldogs to receive this kickoff. Back deep, Jason Stallworth and Mason De La Garza stand back at around the 7-8 yard line. Stallworth a few yards deeper. Chase Larson, who has enough leg to get it to the end zone, will tee it up. The kickoff coverage, week one, not good, but has been getting better and better. And now they'll try to put the Bulldogs in a hole as Chase approaches. Kick is away in a short kick. That'll come down at the 12-yard line. Return back to the 15, the 20, 25 through a hole, tripped up at the 28-yard line, first and 10 for the Rolla Bulldogs. And it was De La Garza on the return that time for the Rolla team, trying to win their first game of the season. They came close last week. They lost 21-20 to Springfield Glendale. You know, here's the thing. They scored 20 on Glendale. Glendale's defense is really not bad.
Yeah.
They've got a kid that's already committed to Tennessee up front. They can be a problem, but West Plains was able to beat them 21-7 and kept them from scoring a touchdown that night. First down and 10, the quarterback is going to be Smith, and the running play left is going to get very little, maybe 2 yards, up near the 33-yard line. Ball carrier that time for Rolla was Hayden Emery. Easton Smith, a 6'3", 200-pound sophomore playing quarterback. So they're going to go with these sophomore kids this year. And they've gone through this before and turned out very good. Second down and about 7 now. Toss play, running to the right, trying to get to the edge. Can't. Houston bottled it up and tackle made there at about the line of scrimmage. It was, I knew Alex Judd had to be the other red shirt in there, and he was. Briggs Houston made the initial contact. No gain on the play. Second down, make that third down now, and 7 to go. And the ball, they're going to mark it back a yard. Ball's on the 32-yard line of Rolla. Third down and 8.
You know, you talk about a team being sophomore heavy. That may not do a whole lot in the win column this year, but let's see what happens in 2 years.
Roll out to the left. Smith looks. He throws over the middle. That ball is incomplete. Nearly picked off in the secondary. Jacob Moore, sophomore, was in the vicinity, and that'll make it a fourth down and long, so it's a punt now for the Rolla Bulldogs, and they'll kick it away, and going back deep is the very dangerous Ryland Kinslow, who really has emerged here early in the season. You can't just do it with one or two people, especially when you're talking about people that can make plays. You got to have playmakers. Ryland Kinslow is a playmaker. Stallworth stands back at his 18-yard line, gets the ball away, a very high short kick, and it will hit at the 38-yard line of West Plains. Takes a good zizzer bounce, and they'll down it at around the 41. So, first and 10 for West Plains, 5:53 to go in the first quarter. Back in a minute on KDY.
Since 1993, Howell County Habitat for Humanity has built 29 homes and will be starting their 30th this year. They do it to provide a decent and affordable place to live for partnered families. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope, celebrating 30 years in business. Find out more on Facebook and at the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard, or visit howlcountyhabitat.org.
Why risk hiring an out-of-town pro? Find the best local professionals in your area with our directory at 417findalocalpro.com. Powered by Ozark Radio News. Visit the website and browse today to discover Gentleman Jim's Record, Ward's Plum Right Plumbing Company, and Woolsey & Sons Well Drilling and Pump Service. These local professionals know the service and work you expect and would love to help you with your needs. Give one a call today.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
If you're watching on the live stream, we thank you for doing that. Our presenting sponsors include Mr. Dent and Ozarks Healthcare, and our scoreboard sponsor is Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Drew Joyce is on the opposite field from us, so when we say we're going left to right, it looks just backwards on TV. Anyway, first down and 10 from the 41-yard line. West Plains on first down. Hand off, draw play, running right, and good yardage across the 45 near the 48-yard line. For that play is whistled down, and I'm guessing that was Norton on the carry. Lance Norton. Lance has not carried the ball many times this season, but when he has carried the football, he's looked pretty good doing it. And that time he had a good pickup as he moves it upfield. 6'3", 195-pound senior. Picks up about six on the play.
You know, it's early in this game, but you'll take what we're seeing. We've got a three and out on defense, and now the offense is once again moving the ball. This is second and short.
Motion man is Kinslow. Fake the toss, back to throw. Pressure on the quarterback. Jones steps up and gets nailed, and he is dropped for a loss on the play. On the sack for the Bulldogs was Jed Plank. There's a sophomore, 180-pound sophomore. And he got a straight open shot on Isaiah Jones. He didn't miss him.
Nope, that was, you know, and that's what you're looking to see. Whenever you've got a team that is young and maybe not as experienced, you're just looking to get them on the field and get them that experience that they just can't get off the field. They can't get that even on the practice field. So this is, you know, if you're a Rolla fan, you like seeing stuff like that. You like seeing these guys come out and make hits and do the little things right.
Now it's third down and 9. The ball back at the West Plains 42-yard line. Timeout call, West Plains. 4:22 to go in the first with the score West Plains 7. Rolla nothing. Back in a minute on KDY.
Severe weather can strike at any time, and you can be sure the Ozark Radio Network will be there with all the details. Tune in to our family of Ozark Radio Network stations. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by A&A Quality Roofing. A&A Quality Roofing has been providing service excellence for both residential and commercial clients by providing premium roofing services in West Plains and the surrounding areas, as well as siding and seamless gutters. A&A Quality Roofing protects what matters most.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do, and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a want-to-do. But flossing before a dentist appointment so they don't suspect that flossing is a never-do, that's a gotta-do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hard-working Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
We're back. It's third down and 9. West Plains from their own 42-yard line, up 7-0. Back to throw. Isaiah steps up in the pocket. Has a lot of time. Throws it deep down the middle. That ball is going to be too far and out of reach as Kinslow was bottled up back there. I believe Stallworth, the defensive back, was tangled up with him, and we could have a pass interference. It's going to be pass interference. Just who's it going to be against? It's going to be against Rolla, so that's a 15-yard penalty, and that'll be a first down for West Plains.
You know, I feel like this is a situation that has been kind of blown up over the past few years. The pass interference call, regardless of what side you're on, I feel like it's gotten a little too touchy over the last decade or so. I mean, that one works in our favor. But
name me a rule that has been put in designed to help defenses.
Yeah.
You never hear that. Like in baseball, they took the shift out to help offense.
Right.
And the same thing. And when it comes to judgment calls, you know, when you got contact down the field more often than not, it's going to go the way of the offense.
And I know I'm going to be in the minority on this one, but that call was unnecessary.
Well, you could have said, hey, player's going for the ball. But it's homecoming, and it's first down. From the 43-yard line, Erickson in motion to the left. Toss play going left. That's Norton. Got a lead blocked by Howell. Gets to the corner and gets hit hard. Dropped for 2 yards and out of bounds on the Rolla sideline. That time, Rolla really played that pretty well defensively. Ran to the short side of the field, and they strung it out very well.
You know, one thing watching just the first half of the quarter of this football game is Rolla looks like they're okay on the edges. You know, you see some teams that they're weak on the edge, but they're strong in the middle. I think this is a situation where we're looking at the opposite. I think Rolla's got the speed, and they've got the ability to get wide and stop you from getting around the corner. So I think West Plains needs to go right back to the middle of this defense.
Here it is on second down and 9. Houston in motion. Handoff. Remy Wilson running right. Can't get a block. Now he turns the corner across the 40-yard line. He's near the 39. In fact, that's where he's going to be. So I'll bring up now third down and 6. With 3:52 to go in the first quarter in a game that has been scooting right on along. Isaiah Jones, as the Zizzers are now in 4-down territory. Isaiah looks to the sideline to get the call. Time on the play clock. Snap, Isaiah looks out to the right. Catch made by Houston. First down, more 15-20, 15-10, 5 touchdown.
That's going to be a 39-yard reception touchdown for senior leader Brent Houston. And also, for those keeping track at home, that makes your quarterback 4-for-4 on the night.
And when he caught that ball, it looked like they had a pretty good chance to tackle him at around the 15-20-yard line, and he just ran right by them and ran right through a tackle, an arm tackle that wasn't nearly enough. 13-0 now, and here comes the extra point. Chase Larson with Isaiah Jones holding, trying to make it 14-0 here in the first. Low snap, kick up, looks good, is good. 3:20 to go, first quarter. West Plains on a catch and run by Briggs Houston. Now lead at 14-0. Back in a minute on Hot Country KDY.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
Save with Dave.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your friends and family if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time one of your referrals opens an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, Willow Springs, or Houston for more information. Find out for yourself why our customers leave as friends at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Squib kick on the kickoff, quickly covered at the 35-yard line. As a whole bunch of red shirts converge to make the tackle. And Rollo will have it there, first down and 10. Tackle made that time by Monty Rogers, along with about 4 or 5 other red shirts helping him.
Well, if you look at the difference in offensive plays so far this afternoon, or rather this evening, it's been heavy favor towards West Plains. Rolla has had a 3-and-out, and this is their second possession with 3:13 on the clock.
On first down, counter play running left, getting to the edge, 40, 45-yard line, 50, across the midfield stripe and into West Plains territory, as Alex Judd chased down the ball carrier that time. And that was a very good run. Penalty on the play, though. And we'll see what this is all about.
The running back for Rolla, where's number 33, is a senior. It's Steve Harris.
They say he's only 150 pounds. He looks a bit more than that.
Looks a bit bigger than that.
horse collar tackle call against West Plains. So that'll add on to that run. You know, Rolla scored 20 on Glendale, and Glendale's defense, they're not the best defense in the conference, but they're better than average. And they were able to score 20 on their defense, and that was one thing that kind of got my attention. So, and you know, that was last week. So you can look at it and say, well, they're probably getting a little better each week, even though they haven't had any results. But 1 point loss to the Falcons a week ago. They have it first down and 10, 28-yard line of West Plains. Handoff running right, and that'll be a good gain across the 25 near the 22-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 5, and it'll be more than 5. That'll be a gain of close to 7 yards, and it'll bring up second down and about 3.
You mentioned Glendale picking up the win over these guys last week. Glendale's the one Ozark Conference team that's already won this week. They played last night, got a win over Hillcrest, 28-6.
Glendale's passing game is just not what it has been. Second down 3, running play right. Quarterback will hold on to it and then get spun around and driven down at the 20-yard line. He stuck it in there, the running back, and he just left it there and then pulled it out and didn't work.
Also, real quick, a quick announcement. Drew across the way just sent me a text message. We had a little bit of a fluke of an issue. We lost audio for just a bit. It is back up. If you're watching us on Facebook or however you're watching the stream, we appreciate you and happy to report that the stream is back on.
YouTube, Facebook, through our website, OzarkRadioNews.com. Here we go on third down and 1. Whistles will blow. Timeout will be called by Rolla with 1:49 to go in the first quarter with the score. West Plains 14, Rolla nothing. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
HirschEquipment.com. This is a game changer for anyone looking for equipment. That's because all of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply's equipment inventory is now listed on one site. You can find tractors, lawn equipment, trailers, livestock equipment, pre-owned inventory, and more. In fact, you can go to the site and get a quote and get the value of your trade. Now, there's no reason to put it off. Get what you need today with the help of HirschEquipment.com.
When it's game day, there's no better way to tailgate than in the all-new Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet. The Silverado has room for all your tailgating essentials.
Whether you're chilling, grilling, or cheering, do it all in style with a Bailey Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads to unforgettable game day memories with the Chevy Silverado.
Go 469-3111. Bailey team is going to get it done.
And we're back. It is third down and 1 for Rolla from the 20-yard line of West Plains. Running play right up the middle. We'll pick up the first down to the 15-yard line.
Good pickup there. This offensive line on this possession of Rolla, they have looked a lot better. They've been very quick.
They are really getting off the ball on the right side of their line, and that's where they've been able to move the football here. And they have it right on the right hash mark. Headed north.
It looks like on just about every play on this possession, they've essentially ran a triple option where they've got two running back options, and obviously the third option being the quarterback keeper. First man through got it on the previous snap.
Running play, fullback left, nowhere, and I mean nowhere. West Plains
did not work that time.
Was there. Tackle made that time for West Plains. 74, Jackson Hunter. Jackson Hunter has another couple of years to go for the Zizzers. He is really developing into quite a football player.
Now, he came on strong late last season as a true freshman, and you watch those guys and you go, yep, that's one we can circle. And now you're seeing him as a sophomore play at a very high level.
Second down and 10 from the 15 of West Plains. Counterplay running right. Big hole. First down close to a first down as the tackle's made inside the 5. Now it will be a first down at the 4-yard line and a gain on the play of about 12 yards. But again, which direction they ran on the play was right.
Was right. They have found a spot they like, and I would expect them to just keep hitting it.
So now Rolla trying to get back in the football game, and now with 8 seconds to go, they'll let the clock run out. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. Rolla with a chance to cut the lead in half as they start quarter two.
They tried to sneak up and get a snap off real quick, but the officials were quick to stop that.
They weren't having that. 14-0 after one from McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. Back in a minute on KDY.
A rock chip. It starts out so small and harmless. Just a little blemish on the windshield. Then one day you climb in your car and your windshield looks like a road map. Crack after crack from side to side, top to bottom, and points in between. Don't let that happen. Go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix rock chips and prevent it from running a race across your windshield. If you didn't catch it in time, don't worry, he installs new windshields too. SMP Quality Auto Glass. Show us your crack.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
All right. First down and goal to go for Rolla. From the four-yard line, they'll toss play running left, trying to get wide to the corner. They do. They turn it up. Touchdown.
3-yard touchdown run, I believe, by number 33, Steve Harris. He had the big run that really started this possession, and then he caps it off here to start the second quarter.
That was a pretty well-executed drive by Rolla that time as they march it down. And with 11:55 to go in the first half, they've cut the lead down to 8. They'll try to make it 7 with an extra point try. Here's the extra point attempt. It's up, and it is good. So 11:55 to go first half. West Plains lead cut in half, 14-7 over Rolla. Back in a minute on KDY.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shop because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned, independent pharmacy with drive-through and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shop Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshop.com or download our RX local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Well, the Bulldogs just marched the ball down the field on one of the better drives we've seen a team execute against us this year. It's 14-7. Here's the kick. And West Plains will receive back on the 12-yard line. We'll see if they run a little reverse. Cutting it up the middle of the field. Briggs Houston, I believe. And he'll get across the 28, near 29-yard line. Lance Norton on the return that time instead. So Lance Norton got the return back to the 30-yard line. First down and 10.
Well, Harlan, this is one of those drives for West Plains where you had all of the momentum through the first half, or the first quarter, rather. Now things have changed a little bit. Now you've got to come back and answer. So do you do that on the ground or through the air?
It wouldn't be a big surprise if West Plains ran a little play-action fake and then tried to drop a bomb on him right here. Two receivers right, one left. Isaiah Jones in the spread will hand it off to Remy Wilson. Follows his blocking, turns it up, 35-36-yard line. And a nice run that time, a gain of 6 on the play. And Remy Wilson did a good job of running with his head up, following his block, and he got some good yardage.
Remy Wilson has been running the ball very well throughout the first quarter and continues now into the second. West Plains maybe has an undersized backfield, but I really like the way they run. They are head up, they are low to the ground, and they're not an easy tackle.
Offensive line gets down as Isaiah comes up. It's second down and four. Play act. No, it's going to be a quarterback draw. Isaiah runs the ball across the 40, about the 41. That's a first down for West Plains with 11:04 to go in the first half.
He'll take that every time. That's a five-plus yard pickup and a first down. Moves the chains and keeps the clock running.
West Plains trying to get to 3-1. Next week will be in Camdenton. Visit the Camdenton Lakers for another conference game. They're all conference games. First down, 41-yard line of West Plains. Scissors on offense. Fake the toss inside counter. They'll hand it off to Dawson Howell, and he'll turn it up inside and get a few yards. Not a lot, maybe two. It'll be second down and eight.
Harlan, have you ever calculated the number of miles it takes to go to your Ozark Conference worth of season games?
No, but it wouldn't be too hard to do.
I can tell you this, I don't miss that part of it.
There are some drives. Second down and eight. Jones throws it out to the flat. Caught up the left sideline, Ryland Kinslow, and he stepped out of bounds. And a terrific run will set up another first down for West Plains as that ball picks up 15 yards and a first down for the Zizzards.
A couple of kids on the West Plains sideline, maybe a coach too, not happy about that, but I'm pretty certain that's the right call. He stepped out at about the 45-yard line.
If you think you're getting a bargain by keeping the ball away from Briggs Houston, in a lot of cases, all that means is that Isaiah is going to be throwing the ball to Ryland Kinslow, and I guarantee that's no prize.
Jones still sitting at 100% completion percentage.
43-yard line of Rolla, first down, quarterback draw, straight up the gut, and there goes the big kid. Isaiah took a shot at the 37-yard line, and that's a good run, gain of six.
When it takes 11 guys to tackle your quarterback, that's a pretty good sign.
He likes that. You can tell just the way he does it and how often he does it. He doesn't mind taking on tacklers and initiating contact. He gets a play from the side. It'll be second down and four to go. Inside of 10 minutes to play in the first half. Huge crowd here tonight. I mean a huge crowd.
And they're everywhere.
Motion man Kinslow right to left. Pass to the flat. Caught by Houston. Gets a block from Kinslow. And he'll bull his way up the sideline and get out of bounds at around the 30 and stop the clock. And that's a first down for West Plains, and that'll be a gain of seven.
Jones, six passing attempts, six passing completions. The only ball that was not caught was called back by penalty, so that one doesn't even count in the stat block.
9:20 to go, first half, and West Plains had a 14-0 lead, but Rolla answered with a nice drive of their own. And now West Plains driving. 29-yard line of Rolla on first down. They'll hand it off up the middle on a quasi-draw play. Remy Wilson had nowhere to go. He may have got a yard, and that's it.
It's a good defensive stop there. Number four, last man up. That's usually a good sign. He's the guy that made the tackle, Chase Brown. He's a junior defensive back for this Rolla team.
Rolla's had some pretty good teams over the past 10 years or so.
They sure have.
But like everybody else, some years you're up a little, some years you're down a little, and they're trying to win their first game. Three wide left. Single man in the backfield with the quarterback. Man in motion, Briggs Houston. And now the snap and the handoff running left. Remy Wilson has a space. Gets across the 25 near the 24-yard line. That's a good run by Remy. And a gain of close to 5 yards on the play.
You know, just about every carry Wilson has had here this evening, he's had 3, sometimes 4 yards before he's ever even touched. And if you can keep that up, that's going to be a career night for the kid.
Remy will come out of the lineup. Also coming out of the lineup is Will Stauffer. And now straight I formation. And flags are down.
Penalty on the play.
You don't see teams line up under center and in the eye very much anymore, but Rolla lined up offside.
That'll help.
Well, it depends. I don't think it's going to be quite a first down, but it's going to be very close.
You know, you mentioned a good point. We just don't see much outside of the spread offense in the Ozark Conference much these years.
The one thing that I formation can do, though, is you can run a play action pass play and fake to the tailback. The linebackers have to hold, and the defensive backs are all on their own downfield. Spread set. And the snap. And the handoff. Lance Norton running up the middle, pulling people. Look at that. Look at that. Down to the 10, down to the 8-yard line.
It's a good, strong, angry run by the senior, number 35, Lance Norton.
Well, that was basically a 3-yard run turned into a 7-yard run. Made it a first down, and it looks like first down and goal to go.
You know, early in this game, I think one thing you can tell is that West Plains has spent a lot more time in the weight room than these Rolla Bulldogs have.
Spread set again. Two receivers right, one left. Norton in the backfield. The snap, high snap. Toss play quick. Norton turns it up. 5-yard line. Knocked out of bounds at the 2-yard line. And Isaiah Jones on an option play made as quick a read as you could without getting just swallowed up. Because you talk about the last second, he tossed the ball right at the last second.
Yeah, if he tosses that ball a second earlier or a second later, that's a fumble. And, I mean, that's just picture perfect.
Wow. Second and goal from the 2-yard line.
I got a question for you. Who's wanting to see another?
Let's see if West Plains loads up out of the I formation. No, they're going to line up in the spread set. Norton back there with Jones. From the left hash mark. Snap. Handoff up the middle. Norton dives forward and
real close.
Very close to the goal line. The side judge has his hand in the air, and that usually means not quite. It'll be short of the goal line.
It's going to be on about the half-inch line.
And the one thing that Joel Wyatt will do, even though they run the spread a lot, down here on the goal line, he'll line up under center and go with that quarterback sneak to get a touchdown.
Oh, I'm on team give the ball to Lance Norton. Let him finish off what he started.
Okay. Isaiah with it. Man in motion. Quarterback sneak. Burrowing forward, and touchdown, West Plains, with 6:44 to go in the first half, 20-7, Zizzards. Well, that was a good answer. West Plains needed to come back and put some points back on the board, as every dog in West Plains runs for the porch or runs somewhere. Now it'll be Chase Larson with Isaiah holding at the 10-yard line. They're way offside. Here's the kick. It's up, and it is good. And West Plains now up 21-7. 6:43 to go, first half. Homecoming 23 at West Plains High School, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Here we go with the kick out of bounds by West Plains, and that will either result in Rolla taking the ball at their 40 or West Plains kicking it again. Officials timeout. And another break on the field. 6:43 to go. Back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health.
That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Coyote is a no-nonsense, dirt-digging powerhouse. It doesn't have unneeded distractions, like that fake tough radio guy voice.
The Coyote tractor has everything you need to get the job done right without all the extras.
Which means I can drop this tough guy voice now, I guess.
Nope.
Never mind.
The Coyote tractor is a no-nonsense workhorse that doesn't rely on flashy displays to prove its worth.
Still got to do the thing.
Oh, yeah. Coyote. We dig dirt. So stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
As it works out, after the timeout, Rollo will have the football at their own 35-yard line. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. And they moved it right down the field a little while ago. Running play over the right guard, and it'll be stopped at near the 37-yard line of Rolla. It'll be second down and about 8.
Number 50 for West Plains there on the bottom of the pile. Dylan Brigman, a senior defensive line.
He has played well. His name comes up quite a bit. And we've had some kids that have, there are kids that you expect really to be pretty good contributors, and there's some others that really stepped up and done a nice job. Now it's second down and 8. Rolla will run the counter play left, and that will not work. West Plains will cover Lance Norton. The linebacker came through, wrapped him up, and that was it.
Good defensive play. Lance ran the ball well on the last possession, and now making some strong moves on the defensive side of things and stopping that in the backfield. It's only going to be about a loss of 1, but it looked like about a loss of 5.
The officials were very generous in marking the ball where they did.
It's going to make up about a third down and 11 to go here, about 5.5 minutes to play in the second quarter of homecoming 2023.
Back to throw it, down the right side, high and incomplete.
That's one where the quarterback would love to have it back. He had a wide open receiver. There is a flag, however, on the field.
Quarterback was sitting on his rear end at the end of that. Let's see what the penalty flag will be for. The ball was overthrown. Harris was the intended receiver. He scored a touchdown a little while ago. But the ball was incomplete at the 45 of West Plains. Personal foul, roughing the quarterback.
Ah.
So that'll be a big penalty, 15 yards.
West Plains has committed 2 penalties here tonight for a total of 30 yards. The first came in the first quarter. They had the horse collar tackle out of bounds, and then here roughing the passer, 30 yards and penalties. They've had 2 penalties against Rolla, an offsides and a pass interference, so relatively even in regards to sins committed.
Quarterback fakes to the fullback, throws the ball over the middle, ball incomplete.
Right on his fingertips.
That was very close. I think the tight end was the intended receiver that time. But the ball was uncatchable. I think he could have caught it, but as it turned out, he couldn't pull it in, and that'll bring up a second down and 10. Pass was intended for the tight end, and that is Cameron Brown.
That's back-to-back plays where Rolla has gone to the air, and I believe the only 2 plays so far in the game where they've gone to the air.
Cameron Brown, guess what class he's in? He is a sophomore. And now, counter play over the right side. Big play by Alex Judd as he stops it right at the point of contact at the line of scrimmage, and there will be maybe a loss of about a half a yard on the play.
Rolla's been running misdirection on a lot of their snaps, and this time they hand it off to the last guy that can get it, and it just flat out did not work.
This season has seen a few constants, and one of them, and one that you aren't surprised by, is how well Alex Judd has played at linebacker. He is the hub of this West Plains defense. Now it's third down and 10. Ball at the Rolla 49. Back to throw, looks left. Throws it down the sideline, high pass, incomplete. Tried to get it down the left hash mark.
He had an open receiver. He got some speed over there on the outside, and it was just a touch overthrown.
Colton Petersmith, the sophomore, intended the receiver on the play, a wide receiver. And now it's fourth down.
So I tell you, they've thrown the ball three times here on this possession, all of them incomplete passes. But what they have shown us is they've got some guys with some speed and some separation ability, and that's something we're going to have to keep a close eye on.
Harris is the punter. West Plains will send back Ryland Kinslow. Here's the kick. High kick. Fair catch called for. Kinslow has it at the 20-yard line. So first and 10 for West Plains. Still a lot of time left in the half. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to go. Next week we'll be in Camdenton, and we'll start. Next week starts the gauntlet. We go to Camdenton, come home to play Kickapoo, and then we go to Lebanon. Lebanon is playing Bolivar tonight. We'll find out tonight how good Bolivar really is. Bolivar and Lebanon are both 3-0. Lebanon expected to be sort of the boss hog of the conference this year in football, and they haven't disappointed so far. First down and 10. West Plains from their own 20. Out of the spread set. Handed off Remy Wilson, running right. They got him around the ankle and spun him down across the 25-yard line.
Say what, he has to be averaging 5 or 6 yards a carry tonight, and that's just a phenomenal stat line.
Really good gain on the play, almost 6 yards, second down and 4.
We've hit the 4-minute mark, 4 minutes until halftime, and we'll have an extended halftime break tonight.
Yes, we certainly will. And if you're watching on the live stream, you'll get to see what they're doing downstairs with the homecoming festivities. Now, second down and 4 from the 26. Pass out to the flat. That ball is caught by Stauffer. Turns it up the sideline and able to get a good gain. Up near the 35, and that should be a first down for West Plains.
Tell you one thing I've been impressed with watching the first game in person this season is how quick Jones can get the ball out of his arm.
He has a really good arm, can get the ball out there quick, just with a flick of the wrist, and can throw the ball downfield really well and very accurately. And usually in the course of a game, you'll see West Plains take a shot 4 or 5 times. They've done it twice. Back to throw it, play action, pressure on the quarterback, steps up in the pocket, throws the ball late, ball picked off. That's going to be a pick six, baby. Turning it back to the right sideline, turn it upfield at the 25, down to the 21. And Rollo comes away with a big play on defense. And that time Isaiah Jones stepped up in the pocket and tried to thread the ball in there, but it was picked off by the safety.
That'll be an interception made with 3 minutes and 17 seconds left on the first half clock. And the worst part of that is it sets Rolla up just about in the red zone.
Jack Marskowitz, the guy that picked the pass off for Rolla.
Good defensive set there. And takeaways win games. And so if you can be on the right side of that, you're going to be in good shape. So now Rolla's got a chance to once again cut this deficit to a single touchdown.
Mark Witz with the interception, but the pass rush forced that throw. Here we go on first down, hit in the backfield, and nothing. Lance Norton, the linebacker, second time we've seen that in the last few plays, makes a good stop at the line. No gain, second down and 10.
You know, these linebackers, their jobs on is to know where to go based on any number of factors, and he has picked the right hole, and he has hit it hard each time, and I mean, that's two plays on back-to-back possessions where he has single-handedly put a Rolla behind the line of scrimmage.
I didn't see a penalty flag thrown there, but they moved the ball upfield across the 30-yard line, 31.
Yeah.
Well, they moved it back up the field. There's the flag. Came out somewhere. But they do move it back to the 31-yard line of West Plains. First and 20 from the 31. Motion man left. Play action. Quarterback throws it over the middle. High and intercepted by the Zizzers. And here we go the other way. 20, 25, 30. 35-yard line. It's going to go away as the flag is down. This will be called back up the left sideline. And the tackle finally made at the 25-yard line of Rolla. The interception by Jacob Moore. But a flag is down way back up the field after the interception.
I have a feeling this one's coming back.
However this shakes out, West Plains should have the football, though.
Correct.
A couple of flags are down back around the 30-yard line at the West Plains end.
We've also got a ref that threw his hat. I don't know if that's because he didn't have another flag to throw.
That's normally what happens. If they need to call another penalty, at least.
Which that would imply that then there was an additional penalty at the end of that play. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And sometimes they'll throw a beanbag, illegal block in the back by West Plains.
Yep.
Dead ball. Sideline warning against West Plains.
Settle down, fellas.
They call that, they throw that flag. It's not always a penalty, but it's at the very least a warning. Then you get another one, then it's a 5-yard penalty.
You know, as you look down at the sideline, you've got a white line and a red line, and the officials do not want anybody that's not a coach with a foot on the white. And the second you've got a group of players that do so, that's going to be your first sideline warning. And if you keep it up, it's going to start hurting you.
So, first and 10 for West Plains.
The key takeaway here is we're about where we were before we threw an interception.
24-yard line. 21-7. Quarterback keeps it around the side, slung down at the 23-yard line.
So Jones calls his own number on that one. Doesn't get much at all. It's going to bring up second and about 10.
Tackle made by Hayden. I can't make it. Kadich.
See, that's when I write his make up a last name. Smith.
That was very close. Alva spread set. Second and 10. Back to throw. Jones looks right. Underneath pass is caught by Houston, and he's not going to get much of anything. That line of scrimmage, and that's where the play is blown dead.
Good defensive play there. Houston has burned Rolla on about three of those routes. At that time, Rolla was able to kind of bottle it up, only get about 2 yards.
Rolla's pretty spunky. West Plains has scored 21 tonight, but Rolla has played better. Once they got in the end zone, kind of improved their demeanor. It's third down and 9. 25-yard line of West Plains. The Zizzers need a first down. Jones looks to the left. Catch on the flat, and that's Kinslow. Turns it up the sideline, and he goes out of bounds, across the 40, easily enough for a first down. And now a flag comes down, and we may have had a late hit out of bounds on the play against Rolla.
I think so. You know, in the last 8 minutes or so, we've had the vast majority of our penalties from tonight's game, and they're starting to pile up now on both teams.
A referee will get the official call. That came from back up the field. The back judge, I think, threw that penalty. Personal foul call against the Rolla Bulldogs. So that'll move it across the 40 down to the 39-yard line of Rolla with 1:18 to go in the half.
Penalties will... That's good enough for a scissor. Will kill a drive faster than anything. And Rolla, who, you know, has looked pretty good defensively on this possession, just gave away 15 yards.
They've looked better as the game has gone on, but West Plains still up by 2 scores with the ball. 39-yard line. Here's a draw play up the middle, and I mean, they ain't nothing shaking there. And the Bulldogs did a great job of piling that thing up inside.
That's Rolla's senior defensive tackle, David Bell, wears number 77. He is 6 foot, 300 pounds. He's a big guy. You can see it from here.
Wow. I mean, he just engulfed the running back and just threw him to the ground. Timeout on the field. Second down and 9, 107 to go first half. West Plains 21, Rolla 7. Back in a minute on KDY.
For anything you need around the office, think Bureau. Office furniture? Think Bureau. Pens, paper, forms? Think Bureau. Cleaning and janitorial supplies? Think Bureau. Need supplies but you don't have time to get it? Think Bureau. They deliver. So for anything you need for the office, think Bureau. Stop by and see them just off the square in West Plains or online at thinkbureau.com. Bureau, 202 West Main in West Plains.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
It's second down and 9 for West Plains. At the 38 of Rolla, we have 107 to go in the first half. West Plains on top 21-7 at homecoming for 2023. Isaiah Jones takes the snap, high snap, throw near sideline. Catch made by Kinslow, 35-30, and he's out of bounds to stop the clock. And a pickup close to another first down at the 28-yard line of Rolla.
You know, this quick wide receiver screen has worked wonders for West Plains tonight. And until Rolla can find a way to stop it, or at least slow it down, let's do it again.
Here we go on what's going to be a first down and 10 from the 28. Still a lot of time to go in the quarter, 103. And the timeouts are not revealed on the scoreboard right now.
Well, Kinslow did the right thing there and stepped out of bounds to stop the clock.
Back to throw it. Jones deep. Corner pattern, Houston there, catches, and he is going to be in for a touchdown. Now, is this going to be offensive or defensive pass interference? Because this could go the other way.
This very well may go against West Plains, I think, because of the way Houston kind of took control of the situation down on the far side.
We're marching back the other way, so that'll be an offensive pass interference call on Briggs Houston. At least that was the impression I got when I first saw the play. Briggs was tightly covered, but then cleared the guy out, moved his arms away, and then made the catch. So that'll be a penalty from the line of scrimmage. And boy, will that change the complexion of things. 15-yard penalty.
It's going to alter some things. There's been a lot of 15-yard penalties so far this evening, both teams.
Zizzers will have four wide, three left, one back in the backfield with Isaiah as Remy Wilson. High snap, underneath pass and catch by Houston. Shucks a tackle, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5. Look at him go. Touchdown, West Plains.
That is a 43-yard touchdown pass from Jones to Houston. And I'm pretty sure what just happened was he said, sorry, guys, that penalty's on me. Let me make up for it.
Briggs Houston left a vapor trail down the right sideline. 43-yard catch and run, 27-7. Oh, Briggs was picking him up and laying him down going down the sideline there. Just ran past everybody. Extra point attempt. Low snap, hold down, kick up, and good. We're at 47 seconds to play. In the first half, part of our scoreboard has gone away. 44 seconds to play in the half. With the score, West Plains 28. And Rolla 7 back in a minute on KDY.
It's my favorite time of year. It's time to get ready for fall hunting and fishing season. Everything you need for your next trip to the woods or the water, you'll find at Monty's Outdoors, Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. Game cameras, tree stands, hunting blinds, shooting sticks, attractants, cover scents, and of course, rods and reels, fishing tackle. Everything you need and name brand products is what you'll find at Monty's Outdoors, Southern Hill Shopping Center, West Plains. Happy hunting and happy fishing.
Pepperoni just makes everything better, don't you think?
Right now, Domino's Pizza in West Plains and Mountain Grove has a mix and match deal. Choose any two or more items, including the new pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread, for only $6.99 each. Try the tasty sensation with pepperoni stuffed in Domino's yummy cheesy bread. Domino's in West Plains and Mountain Grove with pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread.
Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Now the kickoff. Good. High kick will come down at the 9-yard line. Return. Running left. Now trying to bounce it outside and does get to the corner, but the stop made inside the 30 near the 28-yard line. And West Plains had pretty decent coverage that time. Alex Judd covering kicks out there to help on the stop. Dylan Brigman was there on the stop as well. It'll be first and 10 with only 36 seconds to go in the half.
So if you're Rolla, you've got really two options here. You can do the conservative thing, run the ball maybe a couple of times, go into halftime, work on some second half adjustments. Or throw caution to the wind and come out here and go for something big.
Well, you're 0-3. Why not? Toss play running to the right. Good seal block on the corner, but not enough blocks. And the tackle is finally made in a good defensive play on the side, on the corner that time by Jacob Moore, whose name has come up quite a bit tonight on defense. 28-7. We're down to 19 seconds to go in the half.
West Plains came up with the ball there after that tackle, but the official was quick to say, nope, that's not what happened.
And the Bulldogs aren't in that big a rush to get one more playoff before halftime.
They're going to have to be really quick.
They got it off in time. Rolling to the left to throw the football. Down the side, down the middle, post batter, that's caught. And a pickup down to the 23-yard line of West Plains, but that'll be the end of the first half. So the Bulldogs hit on a big pass play, but it came a little too late. We'll make sure we don't have any penalty flags on the field anywhere. And I'm not seeing any, and that'll be the end of the first half. West Plains enjoys a 3-touchdown lead over Rolla at homecoming, 28-7. We're back in a moment here on KDY.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Find new roads today.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet.